You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalms 105, verse 13 to 15. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, "Do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm." Brethren, this is a scripture that false prophets often quote in order to suppress the truth, in order to suppress anybody that wants to checkmate them. They quote this scripture very quickly: "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm." But you see, you only need to read this scripture, and you will understand the context. Number one, it was God who rebuked kings. Verse 14 says, yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, it was God. The children of Israel didn't even know that God was rebuking kings for their sake. It was God who was going. Do you remember that when Balak hired Balaam to curse the children of Israel, it was God who responded and said, there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no divination against Israel. The children of Israel were playing. They didn't know anything was happening. It was God who was doing that. It is God that goes ahead to rebuke people and say, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. That is why a genuine servant of God does not defend himself, neither does he raise men to defend him. It is God who will defend a genuine servant of God. If you are somewhere and they are abusing me, don't defend me. That's not your duty. If God truly calls me, he will defend me. And if he refuses to defend me, let it be so. He chooses as it pleases him. So they are quoting scripture out of context, saying that, oh, touch not my anointed. No, it was God who quoted that scripture. It was God who used it to defend them when they didn't even know about it. Then secondly, it was a scripture for the entire nation. Look at what he says. He said, when they, plural, verse 14, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Plural. Did you see plural? Then he says, he rebuked kings for their sakes, plural, saying, do not touch my anointed ones. Who were the anointed ones? Who were the anointed ones? The children of Israel. The entire children of Israel. The anointed ones are not apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophet. No, those are not the anointed ones. Every child of God is anointed. We all have an anointing. That's what the scripture says. Every child of God received the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit of a child of God is not substandard to the Holy Spirit to another child of God. The Holy Spirit that Paul received is not superior to the Holy Spirit that I received. Neither is it superior to the Holy Spirit that you receive. It's the same Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that is referred to as the anointing. It is the Holy Spirit. It can then manifest in different ways in our lives. It can manifest as an apostle in your life. It can manifest as an administrator in somebody else's life. It's the Holy Spirit. Say, touch not my anointed. It was God that was rebuking. It was God. It's not men. It is not your duty to be quoting to people and say, hey, touch not my anointed. No, that's a lie. You are trying to frighten people. A servant of God does not frighten people. A servant of God does not threaten people. All these people on our pulpit today threatening people here and there are not genuine servant of God. No genuine servant of God threatens people. We don't threaten people. It is not our duty to fight for ourselves. We didn't send ourselves. Somebody sent us. He who sent us, will defend us if he chooses to defend us. So he said, and do my prophet, you will see again, plural, no harm. It was the entire nation. It's not a scripture for some men of God. Please just pick your Bible and read Psalm 105. It's so clear. It has no ambiguity about it. We don't need to study Greek or Hebrew or Latin to understand it. It is very simple. And you can see in Christ Jesus that our life is saved and secured in Christ. Did you also know till today, God rebukes for our sake? May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. God bless you.